If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Welcome back to Misunderstood, everybody. I have three special guests today. We have a special episode that we're putting out on Rumble and on all of our network channels. But I'm so excited to have my executive producer, George Carmona, with me today to help me interview these two because we have a sports episode, which is clearly not my forte. So George, take it away. Will you introduce our two guests for me, please?
Yes. So Rachel, I've been subtly indoctrinating you back into the college football world. You were once a Penn State fan by relationship. Yeah. And our guest that we have coming on is actually beyond past indoctrination. She is a full-fledged fanatic for the Tennessee Volunteers. And she has a podcast, The Sarah Blake Show. If you've followed her on Instagram, you definitely know that we have one of the most beautiful women in the world, Sarah Blake, joining us. How are you doing, Sarah?
Oh, thank you. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. And it's only fitting, since this is a college football show, you're a Tennessee fan. Tennessee plays Arkansas, and I'm decked out in my hog gear. And we have the left tackle for the Arkansas Razorbacks, Double Nichols, number 55, my brother, Fernando Carmona Jr.
Appreciate Amazing. You guys having me on. George, I kind of wish I had a little bit better intro. She got a better intro than me, but it is what it is.
Well, we'll say one of the most handsome men in the world.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate you, Rachel.
There we go. Yeah, see, I wanted to make her feel comfortable, Junior, because I know Saturday is going to feel uncomfortable for a lot of Tennessee fans.
Hello. Now we're talking.
There we go. All right. So I've balanced it out now. So this audience, so you two know, does not know much about anything of college football. So when we are going over things today, just keep that in mind to try to engage the listeners with things that they might find interesting. One of the things, Rachel, that I did want to start off with is last week, college football reached a viewership of 12 million people for the Georgia versus Alabama game, which dominated the weekend as far as viewership ratings are concerned. And this is just the beginning. This college football wave that we're on right now is just going to continue to double and triple over the next 5 to 10 years. And this is how I know, Rachel, college football made $4 billion last year. That is more than the NFL. And it is more than 50 countries on the globe. So I know that college football is legit. And this game this weekend is going to have the same amount of eyeballs that that Georgia-Alabama game had. So it's a big deal. The people watching should feel like it's a big deal. Now let's hop into it.
Well, I have a question for that. This is an ignorant question maybe, but did people expect that game to be such a highly anticipated and watched show? Or that game seemed to be like, that was a pretty outstanding game and pretty incredible ending. So I'm just curious, did people start to tune in as it went on and they were seeing it on Twitter or whatever? Or was that expected?
I think it's a legendary game. That's a legendary game, you know? And then you have like Alabama and Georgia, who are your defending national championship teams. So they want to see which one's going to come out on top.
Yeah. Guys, we're talking about the money now that's going into college football. One of the biggest questions that people want me to have you guys specifically, Sarah and Junior, talk about is NIL stuff. All this stuff that's coming out now. The NIL has changed the landscape of college football. It seems out of control. There's no cap, but I want to hear from Junior, you as being in the game right now, and then Sarah, you somebody that really follows this. I want to get your opinion from both of you.
Yeah, I'm just, like you said, we're all getting paid now, and I think I came into college football in like a golden era where, you know, there's not really many rules in place for this NIL, which is good for the players, but not really so good for the fans. And so I think the NCAA is really trying to find that balance right now between players and kind of school and balancing out how everybody's getting paid equally. Mm-hmm. And so there's definitely some rules that need to be put in place. But as a player, you know, this is great for us to give us an opportunity to get some money, offer name, image, and likeness, and then just to kind of help us set us up for the future.
Right. What do you think?
So Darren? Honestly, I share that opinion. As somebody who's watching it, even as a mom, I think it's incredible that, you know, we've evolved to this, and it should be that way. Before, universities were making money off of these kids, and it was not, you know, that's not what it should be. And then now where they're being set up for success for their future, some of them won't be able to play in the NFL, and then they're able to take that money and make investments and do stuff with their future. So I'm all for it. And I think that the people that do complain about it because there isn't a governing body over it that can control it or that can make it whatever it is, I think that that's not right. So the way it is right now, like the Wild Wild West, I'm all for it. I don't care that they don't have
guys,
like that governing body.
Explain to me what the big deal is. Like, is there something to be said for kids that should be staying put their entire college career at one place? Are they learning more from a coach? Like, what is the big deal? Is it such a bad thing that they're chasing money as opposed to, you know, just being good at a sport at a certain college that they really love? Explain that.
I think for some people, they're just not getting the money at their certain school. So then they're jumping ship. And there's just so much money going around in this college football that kids know that if they leave their university, they're going to go somewhere and make more money. And that's basically a guaranteed. Unless you're really not kind of a known person, you're leaving and you're probably going to be making more money than where you're at.
No, I get that. But is there something to be said for having loyalty with your coach and with your team? Or no one gives a shit anymore?
I don't think anybody gives a shit anymore. And that's where people are upset, which is fair.
So as a player, like, too, you have the choice to make more money or go to a different school and transfer and everything like that. But these coaches aren't even loyal anymore. So they're going to chase the bag. So why can't these kids chase the bag? And they're looking at the kids as, you know, a negative thing. But it works itself out. If you're not financially savvy or, you know, savvy or whatever, like the UNLV quarterback that just transferred, that went into the transfer portal or whatever.
Yeah.
He kind of screwed himself. You know, everybody was looking at UNLV and they're like, wow, look at them go. They're now 4-0 or was it 5-0, right?
Yeah.
And then here they are. He red shirts and transfers, but he screwed himself because it's not just him that's contributing. So his stock plummeted.
Okay, but explain that, because to a layman that doesn't really follow this, all I heard was, okay, this guy moved to UNLV from, remind me, Holy
NC
Cross?
State.
Okay.
NC State, right?
NC State. Okay. So. And is it UNLV? But isn't there a whole scandal where they're not paying him? Is this the same thing where they're not paying him where he's supposed to, what he's supposed to get paid? So he was like, fuck it, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Yes, but I mean, honestly, that wasn't even in the contract when he came over from NC State. So it ultimately is on him. Like, he just kind of was like, oh, okay, you're going to give me this much money and I'm going to just secure it by your word. Get that in a contract, get in writing.
Right.
Junior, I think really quick, it would help out if you explained how you did NIL at San Jose and how it changed when you went to Arkansas, like the difference there. Because San Jose is in the same conference that UNLV's in, so there's a lot of similarities there.
Yeah, so basically that kind of money is kind of just random. It's kind of dispersed. You don't really know when you're going to get it. For me, I kind of had to personally go out and ask other businesses to give me money. Well, now I'm in Arkansas. The way it kind of works was that it was a set contract. The people have already donated the money to this big collective, and that collective distributes all the money out to the players. So kind of in that UNLV selection, there wasn't no collective. It was just kind of wherever we're getting the money, you're going to get it right now.
Right. I mean, it's such an interesting thing because my ex-husband played for Penn State. I called him this morning to ask him a couple questions. And he's like, when I played for Joe Paterno, he goes, let me tell you something. There was a company, and I'm forgetting the name. I wrote it down. They used to give them free wings, chicken wings. And they got pulled in the Texas Roadhouse, he said. And he said they got pulled in by the staff and got reamed out about how they would get thrown off the team if they accepted any more chicken wings. And it was like a huge deal. And now, you know, you're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know?
No, most definitely. I think, well, I mean, this has just been happening for so long and it's just been all under the table. So now it's just above the table and people are seeing how much people are making. And it's like, whoa, this is staggering.
But explain also, Junior, how it works. Like, is it like what we see in Jerry Maguire, where you have managers coming to your house and they're like, listen, I know we can't do a contract with you for, you know, a real contract, but we can help you solidify these deals to get you more money.
Yeah, so now it's just agents. So usually, or back in the day, it was you'd get the agents after or before you're about to enter the draft. Mm-hmm. Now you're getting agents in college, and these agents are going out getting these deals and coming back to you and are like, all right, well, this is what this company wants you to do, yada, yada, yada.
Right. Okay, interesting. And so, like, where are you in this? How does it work? Are you just, you continue to play well and they continue to offer you more money, or what? How does it work?
No, so I got a set contract when I transferred over. So in January, they gave me a set contract that takes me all the way to December. Mm-hmm. And then after the season and after this year, then they'll renegotiate and then we'll do it all again. So it's all a 1-year contract.
Got it.
And that's everywhere.
But you could potentially out of nowhere go play somewhere else if somebody offers you more money in January.
If I wanted to leave, correct.
Right. And what would make you leave? Money.
For some people, money, and I think, but in my case, it's not necessarily that. For some people, yeah, that's kind of the case where they're like, all right, well, I can make X, Y, and Z here. Let me just jump ship. I really don't care about my career. But for the people that care about the career, care about the fans like I do, you know, I want to stay here. I love Arkansas. And, you know, it's not really about the money. It's about kind of my performance and where I'm at.
Okay, so I was curious about your thoughts on the 12 team college playoffs. Now I heard that it used to be 4 or 5 and now we're up to 12. Is that exciting for you guys?
Yeah. I think it makes it more competitive.
Yeah.
Okay. It gives it gives kind of like the teams, like we said, as we talked about Alabama and Georgia, those two were basically lock-ins every year for that 4 teams. So then there was really like 2 spots that teams were fighting for. And now just opening it up to 12, it kind of gives teams like Arkansas, like Tennessee, you know, we already have 2 losses in our schedule, but we still have hopes and dreams that we can still make it to the playoffs because it's so big. Right. And we play in such a good conference.
Right. Have you listened to the podcast Uncomfy, Sticking with Moments That Challenge Us? Real stories from guests who dared to get uncomfortable in a moment that challenged their worldview. In the thick of intense emotions, they chose to stay curious and open rather than lash out or shy away, and came out the other side with stronger relationships, clearer beliefs, and increased confidence. And you can do it too. Part real life stories, part conflict coaching, and self-improvement. So if you want to engage with others on important topics but aren't sure how, or are burnt out on social media and wish you could bring the humanity back into discussions online or real life, look no further. Learn how to improve your communication, disagree more productively, and be an inspired leader. In such a polarized world, learning how to stick with moments that challenge us without getting defensive or shutting down is a direct antidote for division. When you listen to this podcast, you will hear how others are healing their communities, families, and neighborhoods, learning to talk about what matters to them, working to view others as human so we can build a better world together. Each episode models the mental health principles of MBSR, that's mindfulness-based stress reduction, non-judging, patience, beginner's mind, trust, non-striving, acceptance, letting go. Recent stories include disrespected at the pool, she decided to confront the culprits, when one word threatened a work partnership. As a kid in Iran, she was taught to hate Jews, then she defended one in court. He thought his comment was harmless, then he got written up. If you're interested in any of this, take a listen to Uncomfy, Sticking with Moments That Challenge Us, a podcast. Okay. All right. Well, let's get into something you guys really want to talk about. I think it's going to be Tennessee versus Arkansas. Yeah. Sarah, I have a question for you. So for people listening that want to maybe watch the game this weekend, can you explain how Tennessee's overall performance has been this season, so we understand the two teams we're talking about?
So our defense is elite. We are undefeated. And Josh Heupel coming off a bye week, he is 4-0. So we had a bye week last weekend. That's his record. So it's a big game. And I think a lot of eyes are on Tennessee. They're on our quarterback. Tennessee has really done a lot. Basically we're on top of the world right now. We've done a lot with our program. Josh Heupel has come in as our new coach, for a few years now, but he's rebuilt it from what it was. We had years with Derek Dooley, Butch Jones, Jeremy Pruitt. We went through awful coaching, and then now we've rebuilt our program. And it's not just the football team, it's the whole athletic department. So our baseball team just won the national championship, and then we have a stellar basketball program. Everything is just at an elite status.
Got it. Okay, and what about for you, Junior? What do you see is going on with Arkansas?
Right now, we came off of a heartbreaker at Cowboy Stadium. We played Texas A&M, who's a solid team, and we're 3-2 right now. But you know, we're a work in progress, and I think each and every week we're getting better and better. And we're a team full of transfers, and kind of like she's been saying, Tennessee has been building kind of like this program, and they're kind of reaching their peak, and like she said, they're on top of the mountain. And this Saturday, we're hoping to kind of crush those dreams. And so, that's kind of what Arkansas is here for.
Okay. Well, what do you guys think will be the key, like, battles, or like what are you guys predicting for this weekend that we should be watching? If we're not big college football fans, and we need to know what we're looking at when we're watching the screen.
So I think it's our offense and your guys' offense. Both offenses are really good. And then we have Josh Heupel, who's an offensive coach. And then you have Bobby Petrino, who is brilliant with offense as well. So I think if you're looking at it, that's going to be the key thing to see which one, kind of battles it out.
Yeah, I think, like she said, it's going to be offense on offense, quarterback on quarterback. They have a very young quarterback who's a freshman, really talented kid, but I don't think he's experienced a defense like ours yet. So I'm excited to kind of just see how he, performs when the pressure is a little bit bigger, the stage is a little bit brighter. As we're playing on prime time, and I think this is his first prime time game.
Second.
But I think our defense is going to put him to the test, and I'm excited to see how this game's going to show out.
I have a couple of questions specifically from people that knew we were having you on, so I'm going to ask you both. One of them is, with both teams having strong running games, which team do you think has the edge in the ground game and why?
I'm obviously going to have to say Arkansas, and I'm on the O-line, and I'm, blocking for our running backs. And so I think we've had a great week of practice, and the way we've prepared, we have a really good game plan on them. And they got a lot of good defensive linemen, but I think we have better running backs. So I think we just stick to our game plan and, you know, stick to our training, we'll be just fine.
Okay. What do you think, Sarah?
So, you know, like I said, I actually kind of agree with that. But the quarterback situation, your guys' quarterback is phenomenal when he gets off and he's scrambling and he makes things happen. So with Nico, he is young. We do expect him to make mistakes, but really it's how he's going to persevere from that. That's going to make the difference. I don't think we've seen all of our playbook yet, just because of the way Josh Heupel manages the game. We played Oklahoma 2 weeks ago, and you know, he kept it very tight knit with running out the clock in the second half, and he's a game manager. So it'll be interesting to see what we unleash. And, you know, we had a couple injuries now, where this week we're all healthy and Lance Hurd's back in. So it'll be exciting.
Are there any under the radar players on either team who you think could make a significant impact in this particular game?
Yeah, I think I'm going to say Rashad Mannion. He's our running back. Last week he was out, and he had a breakout year last year, and he's been injured this year, kind of battling some stuff. And, you know, just the way he's been going at it this week at practice, he's ready to have one of those breakout games and kind of put his name back on the map.
What about you, Sarah, for Tennessee?
Dylan Sampson. He's just phenomenal. James Pierce Jr. You know, that's another one that I'm excited to see.
So. That's funny. James Pierce is the defensive end that I'm going to be going up against.
Yeah.
For the people that do not know. So that's ironic that you said that. That's hilarious.
What are the areas of the Tennessee team do you think still need improvement as the season progresses, Sarah?
Oh, boy. It's hard to tell right now. I really would like to see our offensive line do more. Like I said, the playbook hasn't been completely open yet, I feel like. So we played very mild and we managed the clock in the game against Oklahoma. So I want to see what happens with that.
Okay. I think for Arkansas, we just need to kind of get back to being healthy and just kind of trusting our process and kind of how we're going about our work. Obviously, with the two losses, it hurts the team morale a little bit. But, you know, if we could stay on track, I think we'll be just fine.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join. Shop your favorite brands and save. Sephora, Boots, Argus, Temu, Adidas, Trip.com. The list is long. Save online at over 550 stores. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose bank transfer or PayPal. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, get a new outfit. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to rakuten.co.uk or get the app. That's RAKUTEN.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Okay. Based on recent performances, what is your prediction for the final score and outcome of the Tennessee versus Arkansas game?
You could take this
one. I like
one.
How they both waited. Rachel, they're both
we were both like,
I'm going to leave the pause in it.
You can think about this it. One.
42-20 Vols.
Wow. That's a bold statement. I respect it, though. But, you know, I think it's going to be a close game. It's going to be a four-quarter game. I think 25 Arkansas, 21 Tennessee.
Okay, I'm writing this down. This is exciting. Let me ask you a question. This is more of a sports thing. And like, you know, if you're watching horse racing, it's like the weather is a factor. What are there any factors that could contribute this weekend to who is a better player?
I think the environment. I think coming into Arkansas, we have an incredible fan base. It's a night game. You know, everybody, ever since I got on campus in January, everybody was like, nighttime games. Wait until you have your first nighttime game in Arkansas. And so it's a stripe-out game. It's nighttime. You know, Tennessee travels really well. So, you know, sometimes that kind of environment, the loud crowd can affect people's play.
Okay, that's true. So we took over Oklahoma, and you know they're like, "Oh, it's a rambunctious environment. It's loud. It's this," and it was not loud. And we're used to playing in Neyland Stadium, where our fans are very rowdy, and we're notorious. We're just, I guess, degenerates. But this will be exciting. We do travel well. Our fan base is, you know, we're passionate, and we want this year more than anything, because we've just kind of been the laughing stock, really. If you look at it every year, we're like, this is our year, and then it's not. So, yeah, I think the noise and everything, if it's a rough and rowdy environment, then obviously I think this is going to be an incredible game. And, you know, it's Arkansas Super Bowl. So...
That's funny. I like
she's
that.
She's firing shots right now. Sarah
she's throwing
is just,
shots. She's getting them.
I love it. But you've been covering the Vols for a long time. Like you know them well. That's the one thing about Arkansas culture for us, where it's like this is our first year. Me and Junior are rocking with it, but we love it. Like the way that they've treated Junior has been amazing. So of course.
I have a question. Again, for people that don't know much about this, how do you guys prepare for games? Is it totally different? Like, I remember watching Rudy, you know, and you're like, these are the fun movies to me. That this is how I know football. Or like, now I watch every Kansas City game because my daughter's 12 and we're obsessed with Travis Kelce, you know? But like, do you prepare for every game by watching you play back everything that Tennessee has been doing all week long? You know who you're covering? Like, how does it work?
Yeah, so it's a really long week. It starts on Monday, or it starts really on Sunday. So you play your game Saturday, and then Sunday you come in and you kind of lift, you kind of get the body moving again. And then Monday is really when you kind of hit it hard with like the game planning in. So for me, I like Tennessee's already played five games. And so I've kind of watched already all those games, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. One of the days I threw in a double game, and obviously you break up the clips. But, yeah, you watch everything that they've done, you kind of dissect it all down to, like, certain plays, mm-hmm. certain parts of the game. And then, then you go out and practice. So they're long days. I leave my house around 8. I don't really get back home until, like, 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of long days in there, getting training, lifting, and then obviously practice and then watching film.
And then are you also watching the specific people you know you're going to be covering, and you know their moves and you know how to work with them?
Yeah, so we get actually little player cut-ups of, like she said, James Pierce, who's one of the best DNs. So we have a bunch of clips on of him, how he stands, how he does certain rushes, how he does certain moves, and it's all broken down into these like little clips that our coaches make for us. So it's really easy for us to dissect and just kind of learn, and then game time, you just got to put it all together.
Amazing. How big is this game for each team? Like, what does it mean for you guys?
Yeah, I think for Tennessee, you know, this is kind of to keep them undefeated, to keep, you know, that SEC train rolling for them. And then for us, it's just to kind of get back on track. And, you know, this is one of those wins where you get it and, you know, it's a monumental win. These are the wins that get talked for years to come.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I'm a huge Sam Pittman fan. I really am. And it's really hard for me because he's one of the most incredible guys that coaches. He's one of my favorite coaches, actually. So inside, I'm like, I want to go hang 50 on y'all and whoop the heck out of you. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I'm like, you know, if I had to take a loss this season and it was Sam Pittman that got the, you know, the win on this and it was something incredible for the program, cool. Because I also know how, you know, last year you guys played, the year before that, and how Arkansas just kind of has always just struggled to get back on the train, you know, and it's got to be hard to recruit in Fayetteville. But it's something that I wouldn't look at and be like, oh, I hate Arkansas. Inside, I'd be like, that's good. Good for them. You know what I mean? But I can't come out and just say, oh, it would be okay. Like, it's not going to be okay for Tennessee if we lose this game.
I appreciate that.
Junior, you got to tell her like a Pittman story. Like she likes Pitt. She likes Pitt. So maybe there's something that we can work out that, you know, she could see Pitt after the game or something.
I'll see. I'll talk to the man himself. He's a great guy. He's awesome.
Oh, he's awesome.
Really authentic.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I know we have a hard out soon for Junior. I want to get your thoughts. Do you guys have a favorite to win the Heisman?
I think it's pretty easy. It's Ashton Jeanty, the running back for Boise State. The numbers and the way he's playing right now is incredible. It's like nothing I've ever seen before. And I feel like the last time I can recall a running back like this is Reggie Bush. The way he breaks off of runs and just – obviously it's in the Mountain West, and I get that the competition isn't good. Yeah. Good-ish. But he's doing some things that, you know, you see on the football field and you're like, that kid's going to be special one day.
Hmm. What about you, Sarah?
I don't really have – I don't have a favorite yet. Of course, I'd like to see Nico get in there, but maybe Travis Hunter. I don't know.
Yeah. It's going to be Travis Hunter. Like, I think by the end of the year, the amount of money that Coach Prime will throw at marketing – there will be billboards in New York that say Travis Hunter is your Heisman because he's guaranteed it. He literally, Rachel, just so you know how cool of a story this is, because I know you're familiar with Deion a little bit. He, when recruiting Travis Hunter, when he was at Jackson State, a really small HBCU that nobody cared about until Deion Sanders went there, he recruited this kid, the best kid in the country. And he said, I'm going to coach you to win a Heisman one day. And now 4 years later, they're in Colorado and he's going to make it happen. Like if there's anything, I think Deion Sanders likes Travis Hunter more than he likes his own kids. If I'm being honest.
But is it when you're picking the Heisman, is it based on the kid's story? Is it based on just his stats? Is it based on any financial backing? Like, what are the requirements to pick that winner?
I think there's definitely partially, obviously, a lot of it's gameplay and how you perform on the field. But I think there's a very good amount where it's, you know, what's your story? Because college football's surrounded by stories and, you know, just kind of these feel-good stories. And, you know, Travis Hunter is one of those feel-good stories where you want to see him get it.
Right. Okay, well, I've never heard of him, so now I'm going to be watching him. The last time I paid attention to the Heisman Trophy was when I was following the Manti Te'o story. You guys remember that?
Are
you
guys remember that? Oh, yeah. No, I remember that very vividly. His fake girlfriend.
Yeah. Yep. Not his fault. He got catfished.
Not his fault at all.
No.
He got catfished, which is sad.
Yeah. And then everyone thought he was gay, remember, because it was a transsexual. Yeah. Terrible, terrible story.
Poor guy.
But affected his career. I mean, that's the power of how big that story was going into the Heisman and how all of a sudden people really started following his story and how it fell apart either right before that or soon after. So that's pretty crazy.
It was like the night before, if I'm not mistaken. It was literally the night before the Heisman Trophy ceremony.
Yeah.
Insane. So that next day he had endless press. Nuts.
Right. Yeah. Okay, guys, predictions for like what teams are going to be doing well the rest of the year, predictions for playoffs, the champions at the end of the year. I want to hear your predictions so we can go back and play it if you're right or wrong.
You know, I'm a huge fan of Miami right now.
Yes.
I don't know why they're playing in a really weak conference in the ACC. And I think kind of their road to the playoffs and the championship is like kind of, you know, already paved for them. And they have a really good coach and they got really good players surrounded by obviously a Heisman favorite, Cam Ward. And so I'm excited to see what they do and just kind of bring back that hype to Miami.
Okay. You want to pick who you see a matchup with at the end of the year, end of the season?
I would say Miami. I want to throw the Hogs in there.
Throw it in. What are you doing?
Of course. I got to throw the Hogs. Miami versus the Hogs, but the Hogs are going to pull it out.
Okay. You, Sarah?
I'm in agreement. I want to see Miami do really well. That's exciting to see. Of course, I want Tennessee in there. Of course, I'm looking at the whole thing. Sorry, do you hear me?
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to say. I want to see how Alabama does the rest of the year with their new coach. I want to see if it's kind of like, I know that they just got compared to like a Les Miles situation, which I don't think is a good comparison. But at the same time, I'm like, would be interesting to see how this all goes down. But Tennessee, I want to see Tennessee. I want them to win a natty. I really do.
But can I ask you guys a question? Does this mean now that it's a 12-team college playoff situation, could it be like a Michigan or a Ohio State or Notre Dame against a Miami, or it doesn't work that way?
Yeah. Yeah.
Has that ever happened? Is there an opportunity for teams that have never actually been able to play against each other now can be playing?
Yeah, it opens it all up now, which is really cool. You're going to see some crazy matchups that have once that you never really thought could happen will happen now.
Right. And probably teams that everyone thought was less than coming up against bigger teams that they're like, oh, shit, they could hold their own.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what's going to be cool is you're going to get these like little Cinderella stories, kind of like in March Madness.
Yeah. Amazing. George, anything else you want to cover?
Saturday night. Prime time, people, you better have it on your television.
You better be rooting for number 55.
You better be rooting for number 55. That's for damn sure, okay? He's the biggest one on the offensive side. Just look for the double nickels there. Lots of people will be in attendance from Junior's friend group. He has 7 people flying in tonight, and then me, Cameron, mom and dad fly in tomorrow. So we're super fired up for it. We're going to be partying on Dickinson Street, and it's going to be electric to watch.
Wait, I have a quick question before we wrap that up, though. What are the thoughts of team players right now on concussions and getting injured and all this stuff? Because I feel like that's such a big deal. Do you go into, your Saturday night getting nervous about it? It's not on your mind. Like, what do you think about that?
Those are one of those things where you can't really have on your mind, especially playing this sport. It's kind of, you have to be fearless. And if you think you're going to get hurt, it's going to happen. That's just kind of been like a kind of told tale that all football players kind of live by. It's like, you can't go out there scared. And, you know, obviously it's in the back of your mind, but you know, you had to just shut it out when game time starts and you have to be a warrior.
Have they made advances in how your helmets are, whatever your padding is, especially for someone like you?
Yeah, no, they definitely have. The helmet I get, it's really customized to my head, so it's fit on perfectly. But obviously, like, there's so much just continuous banging that, you know, you can only prevent it so much. So things do happen, but, you know, it's kind of the sport that I chose, and it's the life that you live, and you know what you're kind of getting yourself into.
Right, right, right. Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to be such a downer there, but I wanted to.
No, you're all good.
No, Rachel, just a dose of reality before we end the show is just exactly what people need. To further my point of why you should watch it, this is the blood sport. And yeah, I'm stoked for it. Sarah, I know you're going to be in attendance at this game. Are you doing any like fan meetups or anything?
So I am. I'm going to, before the game, I am going to, is it Dixon Street?
Dixon Street.
Okay. No,
Dixon. It's Dixon.
Dixon.
Okay.
I'm going out there. You know, I'll be out there early and I'll be at the Tin Roof. We're going to do a whole like Real Me meet and greet thing. So all the Real Me girls will be there. I'm probably going to do like a little pre-live show out there and,
oh, yes, Sarah, I meant to ask you, can you tell people what Real Me is? Because I've never heard of this before, and it's all over your Instagram.
Yes, so I'm actually the executive director of promotion and development now. But it is a platform that is just like OnlyFans, except we've incorporated kind of like my brand, which is the sports world. So we've put in live updates of scores for college football, NFL, NBA, hockey. You know, eventually it will just keep going. But we've integrated a sports ticker so you can keep up with everything while you're, you know, looking at your favorite content creator.
And it's a subscription-based thing. Like OnlyFans. But so yes. Like you're talking about sports with like cleavage and lingerie or like how does that
you
work?
Can. It just has like the scores. Eventually I'd like to integrate some more things of the sports world into there, like, you know, betting and things like that. But it's just combines the two.
So while looking at hot chicks, you can handle sports. Right, as opposed to old men sitting at a desk. Okay, I'm into that. I got it. Good for you. I'm sure it does really well.
Yeah, Rachel, you got to get on there.
Yeah, well, I know nothing about sports, but okay, maybe she'll help me. You know, I'm also twice her age.
Definitely. So
for the people in my category, you know, I could be the amateur that, you know, sometimes they have amateur on pool night. I could be the amateur. She could teach me a thing or two. Okay, guys, tell everybody where they could find you, where they could watch you, Junior, and where they can get more information from you, Sarah, watch you.
Yeah, so, you could go first.
Go for it.
Okay. Going to be on ABC primetime, 6 o'clock this Saturday night, and then you can find me on Carmona JR on Instagram and Twitter.
And then you can find me on IG at only Sarah Blake or Twitter at Sarah Cheeky One.
Amazing. And George, you guys have your own show, right? Where you?
Yeah. So this episode is going to release on the Pin and Pull podcast. I was just going to record my own little intro separate from this afterwards to toss on top of it. But yeah, follow at Pin and Pull. It's a podcast where me and Junior cover the Hogs week in and week out. And once the season ends, it's not going to stop. So this is the next brother duo that you guys can fall in love with.
Amazing. Junior, good luck. I will be watching. I will be on a boat tomorrow night. And we made sure that we got the Starlink all up and ready so that we could have all the TV screens watching you, so that'll be exciting. And Sarah, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You're awesome. Your content's awesome, and you're, you know, obviously you're easy on the eyes, but it's also easy on the ears. It's stuff that makes women want to, you know, follow sports a little more.
Thank you.
Love to have you back, you guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Rachel.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled MISS understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time. Misunderstood.